You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stukats Podcast.
Billy, one of the things that I love about our listeners is, and this has happened for a long time, whether it's phone calls, emails, texts, as they've grown with us through social media over the years, is they help us produce the show. They're on the lookout on all the properties for things that might get missed by others. So I was sent this weekend by a couple of different listeners something that might have gotten past a lot of people on Stupidity that I'm assuming that you left in Stupidity because it's funny and unbelievably funny. Do you know what I'm talking about here, Stugatz? Do you have any idea? Stugatz gets scared when the listeners do this to him and then we have sound and he doesn't know what it is because it can be anything. Do you have any idea what sound I'm throwing to here?
No. What I get scared of is when you ask for sound from Stupidity, because I know it's not going to be flattering sound. It's only going to be sound that's going to make fun of me, which I'm totally fine with. Like, I get it. I'm fine with that. It's a great way to promote the stupid show that we do every week. But I know it's not going to be flattering. So,
well, what happened with this moment and what context does a mean need to understand the full funny in this moment, Stugatz being maximum Stugatz on Stupidity? And I'm just curious how you received it as it happened.
So this was on God Bless Football, not this past week, the one prior to that. And, you know, we were getting into Thanksgiving mode where we were asking people, what is it that you like for Thanksgiving? What do you do for Thanksgiving? What's your favorite side? What do you eat? The typical, I don't want to say mail it in, but kind of like mail it in headed towards Thanksgiving episode where you're like, let me ask you guys about Thanksgiving.
Java, favorite side dish,
well,
Thanksgiving.
Hold on. I'm sorry. So now we need to get some context on who he's talking to here. Because, Stugatz, I don't know how this didn't haunt you throughout the entirety of your weekend. You've been having Jabba on week after week.
Jabba Chamberlain.
Yep. Former pitcher for the Yankees and the Cleveland baseball teams.
Mm-hmm.
An epically bad picker of NFL games.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Really, really bad.
The
really
worst.
Bad. How bad was he this last week?
I believe he went 1-6 this week.
That's a good week for
him. It's not his worst.
Okay, and he's been on several weeks in a row, right?
Stugatz
has developed a friendship with him. He's been on for how long?
We've been married to Jabba for like 8 straight weeks now.
What is the relevant information that Amin needs to know about Jabba Chamberlain? Anything?
Well, what you need to know, Jabba Chamberlain, we've gone over, former Yankee.
Yeah,
he's friends with
him.
Mojo Mutati, formerly Mojo Rawley, the wrestler, who's friends with Gronk, who's friends with Chris Gronkowski. And Chris and Mojo and Jabba are on every week now making picks because this was going to lead to B.J. Upton, which then led to a bigger fish, but we couldn't track down B.J. Upton. And now we're just kind of in it.
Stugatz, and this is Billy really embracing the Stugatz experience, right? Because all Stugatz is trying to do with Stupidity
and
God,
the big prize at the end of all of this is B.J. Upton.
Well, that was leading up to
Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, that's
right.
I don't think that's going to happen. But
I
then
was
we,
confused.
Maybe the lead singer of Journey.
Veered off to Waka Flocka and DJ Who Kid, and none of those have panned out either at the moment.
Not Steve Perry.
The Filipino kid.
Yes. Steve Aoki also has not panned out.
Just so that people understand on what this particular grift is, Stugatz is grabbing an assortment of celebrity, trying to climb up the ladder of celebrity to continue to getting more and more celebrities to do his work for him, even if he has to endure Jabba Chamberlain going 1-6 week after week picking football games.
Jabba's a star, I will tell you. Yeah.
It is a very honest relationship, though, because every week Mojo comes on and plugs his jeweler. And then Chris Gronkowski plugs Ice Shaker, which is his ice shaking. I don't even know
is
what to call
it. Is that from Shark Tank?
Yeah. He plugs Ice Shaker.
What's an Ice Shaker?
Ice Shaker is like, it's kind of like a, what's the word I'm looking
for? Pulls down your protein shakes.
What's the expensive, like?
Yeti?
It's like a Yeti type of thing, but it's also like a protein shaker.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So he does that. He has them customizable. They also have this Beyond Protocol cryptocurrency that they plug every week.
So this is just like one massive Ponzi scheme, but I'm not quite sure whose Ponzi scheme
exactly.
Is
exactly. You don't know really who's benefiting the most.
Regardless, it's all a giant grift, and it's
great,
all
though.
It's all meant for Stugatz to land huge celebrities. But for the moment, he's using Jabba Chamberlain, and this is how little he knows about Jabba Chamberlain.
Jabba, favorite side dish, Thanksgiving.
You got to understand, as Native Americans, that's really not the holiday we truly, generally celebrate. So, but knowing what it is, so it's everybody always asking. I mean, it is what it is. But I mean, probably the tradition. I love a good mashed potato.
Can I listen to Stugatz's laugh?
Oh, it's so unbelievable. It's like,
What's wrong with any of it?
Did you leave all of this in, Billy, because of how you were wincing throughout it? Did you question whether to leave it in or not?
Well, no, because it wasn't that uncomfortable. And I figured people might wonder why all of a sudden he's just jumping from person to person and then Jabba's answer is just not there. So, you know, it was an innocent mistake.
Yes, let's hear it again.
Jabba, favorite side dish, Thanksgiving.
You got to understand, as Native Americans, that's really not the holiday we truly, generally celebrate.
It just ended right there.
Jesus
Christ. I want to hear the awkward laugh.
Awkward laugh by Stugatz is the star of this.
Jabba, favorite side dish, Thanksgiving.
You got to understand, as Native Americans, that's really not the holiday we truly, generally celebrate. So, but
he's laughing. He was laughing. He said mashed potatoes. I mean, I got an answer.
You got an answer. Yeah. You got an important answer.
I didn't know BJ Upton.
Yeah, you got an answer, though, to your hard-hitting mail-in question.
Favorite side.
One step closer to the ultimate goal.
A BJ Upton, perhaps.
Well,
Steve Aoki.
We have a minor update on that. I got an email from one of the bookers who said BJ Surhoff passed. And I don't know if it was a typo or if we asked the wrong BJ. So I need to follow up on that.
Now, the guest booker, I believe, Billy and I believe there's a chance he tried to get BJ Surhoff on.
Billy, how many scams are you running into consistently with Stugatz? Now, the entire frontier is born of Stugatz trying to plant. Every week you send out a ream of predictions from Gronk's brother, from Mojo, from Jabba Chamberlain. Why do they keep
coming? And Jabba's son has to then approve Jabba's pick.
Why do they keep coming back?
Well, because now we're family.
Yeah,
what are we
going to
do?
Right.
Like the Olive Garden.
But family, when it gets together on Thanksgiving, knows the history of its family.
It's new family, Dan. These are new friends of mine. I will never make that mistake again.
I bet you if we go next year and do the same thing, you might probably ask him again. Yeah.
How's Adam Gase doing, by the way? Speaking of family.
We're no longer friends. No.
The relationship has fallen apart. You had such a great relationship for such a long time. It was so nice to see you close to a Jets coach.
It was nice. Listen, this was of Gase's choosing. Like, I would like to still be friends with Adam Gase. If anything, we've learned that Sam Darnold wasn't his fault. It was Sam Darnold's fault. He's just not good at playing football. So I'd like to rekindle my relationship with Adam Gase.
Send him a text.
I've sent him many texts. He hasn't responded.
What was What's the last one you sent? Yeah.
Let me see. Read it.
Hold on.
Oh, we're going to just wait here in the interim here while Stugatz looks up his texts. I will read this story that I loved. Dollar Store. Did you guys see the news with Dollar Store?
No.
Dollar Store's prices since 1986 mm-hmm. has been $1. You go into Dollar Store, it's $1.
Mm-hmm.
And after, look at that, 35 years, it's now going to be $1.25. They've raised their price. Dollar Store is not going to be Dollar Store. It's going to be $1.25 store, but not changing their name, I don't think.
Bullshit.
This is false advertising, man.
Bullshit.
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 When's the last time you went into a dollar store, Dan?
Oh, my God.
A lot of shit there hasn't been below a dollar in quite some time.
That's true. They do have items in there that, like, $2.
Yeah.
Tax.
What's in play? Are you familiar with this store, Five Below? $5 stores are the new $1 stores. Five Below is like everything in this store is $5 and under.
So this is Dollar Store trying to keep up with Five Below?
Which is also not true of Five Below because several items are above $5.
The only thing that you had to do as a media empire, as a business empire, to knock out Dollar Store was be Five Below?
I think really Amazon has blown out a lot of traditional
stores. You think? Yeah. Is this like, what is it? There's something about Mary where he picks up the hitchhiker and it's like 10-minute abs?
Yes. Yeah.
It feels like that, right?
And then 6-minute abs.
Until someone comes out with 5-minute abs.
No, there was 8-minute abs and his idea was 7-minute abs. Yeah.
Isn't it Dollar Tree? Not there's the Dollar
Tree. There's Dollar Trees. There's Dollar Stores.
Dollar General.
Dollar General.
Yeah. Yeah. Family Dollar. Family Dollar. Balling on a budget as a little kid. My abuelita telling me I can have anything in the store, but everything was $1.
That's how he became a Browns fan, right there. She bought him a $1 dish.
Yeah, and it's all like off-brand type stuff. It's not a Stretch Armstrong. It's like a Flexible Freddy.
Not always. Sometimes you find a brand name thing in there for $1. Got some baby powder. Johnson's and Johnson's.
Whittingham, why were you so delighted by the emergence of Flexible Freddy's?
Just the ingenuity to come up with a different name for a character with just alliteration. Alliteration's all you need.
Right. At the dollar store?
It's been a while since I texted Gase.
Are you scrolling or did you just search?
No, I found it. Okay. It was back in...
Is it funnier if Amin reads it or if you read it?
He's not going to hand that over.
Yeah, well, no, I can hand it over. So I don't mind handing it over.
So I can see just... The most,
back in January.
The two most recent texts Adam Gase are long paragraphs, and they're in blue, which means that they went unresponded.
What I will tell you is the one before the last one was when we were still friends, and it was me responding to Adam Gase about something, and then
without betraying him, can we read his part, or is his part something has anything sensitive?
His part is not. It's just about like it's logistics about
talk to
Eric. We'll get some time tomorrow.
What date was this?
This is back in, I think, January, right?
Well,
I
mean, January is the latest text that you sent. I don't know what the text before.
You can read his. I don't care.
Had he been fired yet?
Here we go. So July 27, 2020. Hey, man. Hope you and the family are well. Love the trade. Two first rounders for a safety? Awesome. Listen, no one else is going to offer you this. Let's talk on the podcast for 25 to 30 minutes. And anything you might be uncomfortable with after the fact will be taken out.
I did. I offered
it. Hold on. It's me. We're taping. And I think it'd be good for you. Would also mean a lot to me.
Mr. Editor.
Let's make it happen. If
it's a Mr. Editor situation.
Yeah.
Salesman, this guy.
Yeah, but I don't give a shit.
So Adam Gase response. I talk to media tomorrow and I tell Eric I want to do it. Joe's about to do his media, so I'll talk to Eric afterwards. So give me a few hours and I'll get back to you. Stu Gotch responds, awesome. Thank you. Good spot for you with me. What? Plus taped, which is always better. Let me know after you speak to him and he can feel free to reach out to me, of course. If Sam is good and healthy, you guys are going to be good.
Well, wait, what was after that?
That was July 2020.
Then, you didn't send him any texts afterwards?
No response from Gase.
Left it alone for a while.
No.
A while? You just left it alone, period. You haven't spoken to him since.
Yes, there's one more. So this was July of 2020 when that exchange happened. That's the last thing that Sugat sent. Gase never responds back. Fast forward to January 5th of this year. So 5 months later.
Mm-hmm.
Or 6 months later.
Lousy
code. Sorry things didn't work out, man. Hope you and your family are well and had a great holiday and new year. I know you land somewhere great. Let's talk tomorrow or Thursday, privately. Mm-hmm. If you have time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forget two days after he was fired.
Totally forget what I was going to talk to him about.
A pep talk.
But I like privately. Privately was a sentence, by the way.
Tell Adam Gase to keep his chin up.
Text him now. Hey, reach out to him right now. Let's craft this together, guys.
Yeah. Let's craft this together. Yeah. That's a good idea. What should we...
take a shot at Sam Darnold.
No. Just go Oklahoma? ?
That's the third. That's the third text.
It's got to be something non-sports related.
Get him to bite.
Thanksgiving just happened.
Yeah, hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Happy Hanukkah.
My favorite sides.
Should we just now bombard Adam Gase with texts?
No.
Favorite side at Thanksgiving.
You're playing this wrong.
Are you Native American?
Real. You got to do something just out of the blue.
Yeah.
Like, I need a recipe. I'm looking to make a chicken pot pie this week. Do you have a good recipe? You just want to, like, break the seal.
Where was Gase before he was in Miami, right? That doesn't work. Where was he before that? Denver? Right. Headed to Denver. Know any good places? Something like that?
No, he was in Chicago before that.
Headed to Chicago, which I actually am. Any good places?
No, there's a cup of coffee, though. It was only 1 year. Okay. You may not have gotten
that is
much.
The play, though. You just have to initialize some conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. Initiate.
Denver's a good one.
Initialize it, too.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go head into Denver. Any recommendations?
Yeah,
go to Denver.
Daughter's looking at some schools for lacrosse. Yeah. Headed to Denver for the holidays.
Yeah. How do you any spell recommendation?
Rex? Just say Rex. R-E-C-S. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good, good workaround.
Do we want an answer though? The angle with Stugatz, he's angled. Stugatz doesn't just want an answer. He wants something from him other than an answer.
To spark up the conversation.
Build it up to it. Yeah, yeah.
Got
to
spark up the conversation.
Don't come in too hot.
Mm-hmm.
But too needy, you mean? Because it's going to end in an ask of, will you come on Stupidity, right?
Like, of course. That's where it always ends. Yeah.
Now, Stugatz, was there any other kind of falling out beyond what's happened in the text exchange there? Just him not responding?
Well, Adam Gase has sort of fallen off, right? He has not resumed working in the NFL, has he? As Adam Gase has fallen off rather ingloriously. He'll pop up somewhere, though.
Maybe that's why he's upset, because Stugatz promised him he'd land somewhere great.
And he has not yet. I wanted to play some sound for the audience that we had not gotten to this week. Amin is buddies with Andrew Schultz, the comedian, and Andrew Schultz had Michael Irvin on his podcast. And Michael Irvin evidently gave up a lot of the good crazy sex stories, which is anytime a story has, Mike Tyson, it was fresh out of jail, I was on probation, and there was so much debauchery that Terrell Owens had to flee the premises, you're getting some good stories. So which is the sound that you have here, Mike, from the Andrew Schultz podcast?
I was young. I came from the ghetto of Florida. Yep. I'm the 15th or 17th kid. Ain't never had nothing, right?
Wow.
Never had nothing. So I went to lunch food. I went to Super Bowl. So what? I took a little friends of mine and we went to a hotel room and had some fun. Why we had to make that a big
deal?
So
what? You didn't
say to them now. They took me through all of that. We ain't won a Super Bowl in 30 years. I said, I bet y'all will leave me in that hotel room now. Leave me alone. Do what you want to do, Mike. Just come on out and get us another damn Super Bowl.
Feed the man. Give the man what he needs.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just
joking. No, you're not.
I'm bullshit. I'm just bullshit, but I'm not.
How many ladies in the hotel room?
CTE. CTE. I can't recall. CTE. This is when you can use certain things to your advantage. This is what you do. Right there, right there. That's what I'm saying.
So the kiss and tell, there's a line where he won't cross, and it's on numbers of women in the hotel, correct? Because he'll go up to just about any line on that front. You rarely have these guys talk about sex so openly, but that's a line he won't cross. Is there any other guardrails here that cause some sparks?
Okay, so no hotel memories, no...
No, not hotel memories. He had his own house. It wasn't hotel. It was his own house.
I think I can tell you this. Yeah. Why it got expensive is not that it was an all-the-time thing, but it was... I'm 100%er.
Yes, I'm aware.
What I am.
Yeah. Mm.
Best way to explain is I'm 100%er. And when you got me focused on one thing, I can go hard at it. But when I was on something else, I can go hard at it.
Yeah,
100%er. So I'd leave hotels because what happened... Was I wouldn't just stay in one room.
Right.
So I would have 101, 201, 301 right by the elevator.
Right.
Set some up in 101, 201, and some in 301. Mm. And I rode elevator.
Can I tell you where I lose a little respect? Just put them in one room.
No, because I did different people in the game. Keep in the game now. I would say this in my young years. These are my young years, folks. Don't take it now. My young years.
I
would come off the football field.
Yeah,
where I was double teamed. I said, well, wait a minute.
You can't go to single coverage in the hotel.
Double team me on the football field.
Who are you? Playing zone?
So when you know, like, hey, man, go find your corner, go find your safety. Double team and come on back. I'm just joking. It's comedy.
Yeah.
Mike, why is your head in
we
your
like
hands?
We like to have fun.
the quintessential line in there is, I'm bullshitting, but I'm not lying.
Well, he wants to tell you that there are...
bracket coverage in the hotel room.
Yes, the playmakers.
Nothing back from Gase yet.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
Dan Le Batard.
What did Stugatz just text you, Mike? While Bob Costas was talking very eloquently about the things that are producing anxiety in America and beyond, what did he text you?
Yeah, during your enlightened conversation, I got a text from Stugatz that said, Todd Gurley Ravens, to which we all had to search for what he meant, because there's no report saying that Todd Gurley signed with the Ravens. He was just texting me about a visit Todd Gurley is presently having with the Baltimore Ravens.
According to Adam Schefter, I think they, I think it's a one-year deal now, Mike, so he gets a chance to prove himself again. Right, it's a big deal, Mike. Todd Gurley to the one-year Ravens.
Prove it. I love a one-year
prove it. A one-year prove it deal.
Stugatz.
It's just, so he says it was Adam Schefter. So I look at Adam Schefter's Twitter account, couldn't find anything. Jess went and tracked down the tweet. Mm-hmm. Here are the red flags on this account. One, the handle, Spots Centra.
But you realize you can read that very, very quickly and think it's, you know, it's...
Mistake number one. Mistake number two, there was no check mark. It was that thing that people do to try and fool people of the white circle that kind of looks like the check mark, but is not. Sign number three, the avatar... It's the SportsCenter logo, but in fairly sizable print above it is the word not. All the red flags, and yet Stugatz is still going. Todd Gurley, Ravens buddy.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
It was a fun basketball night last night, Stugatz. Julius Randle, your Knicks star,
yep,
wants his star calls. He is too big and strong, he is saying, for everyone in the league, and he's being officiated like Shaq. He's too hard to officiate because he's too damn big and strong. And we will get to Knicks Nets in a second with Amin Alhassan. He did a YouTube show last night for his pregame and postgame on the big game of the night, Golden State and Phoenix. And Curry was no good last night, and it was shocking to see Curry be no good. Is that Bridges? I saw that the numbers, I mean, all suggested. I never know how accurate that stuff is. Guy is guarded 37 times and he shoots 3% on isolations. I'm not sophisticated enough to watch basketball when it moves that quickly to know whether someone is really and actually locking someone else down.
Right. So the Suns switch a lot. So some of that stuff is a little murky because Bridges starts on him, and then as Curry moves, and Curry moves a lot more than your typical star player, he might get switched off and then back onto Bridges through this. But they did a great job, and I talked about it yesterday. They're the best team equipped to defend the Warriors because they have all these guys who are long and athletic and can switch and defend. And that's what we saw last night. I thought they did a tremendous job. I thought also part of it, Curry had an off night. I think even the Suns were saying it. Like, some of those shots are just, or no, it was Stan Van Gundy was saying it. Some of those shots, he hits those shots. He didn't hit them last night, and that's just basketball. But as a defense, you do what the Suns did, which is you try to make it as hard as possible, and then at some point it just turns into prayer.
But that's really what it is, right? It's prayer. It's mostly prayer.
No,
when you play that kind of game, I mean, that far away from the basket, you're going to have shooting nights like that. Even Steph Curry's going to have a shooting night like last night.
Right, but I think you got to give the Suns credit because they made it so that he's not getting into a rhythm, he's not catching clean looks, so that even by the time he does get clean looks or shots that we are accustomed to seeing him make, he's not making them. Second Spectrum, which does all those that tracking data stuff, they have this thing called quantified shot quality, which is basically given an average NBA player, what would he shoot on that type of shot with how close the defender is and where it is on the floor. And then they show you what the actual field goal percentage is. And Steph Curry routinely is a guy whose expected shot quality is really low. Like, you're not supposed to make these shots, but he shoots an incredibly high percentage on them. He has one of the biggest deltas between what you expect it to be and what it actually is. But when you live life on that in that fire, there's going to be nights where it's like, yeah, you shot what was expected.
Billy, how do you feel as you wear boxing gloves that have a pencil?
It's dangerous.
A pencil attached to them so that you could do your job today. How do you generally feel about the phrase expected quantified shot quality?
I don't know what that means. Exactly. I just kind of keep it moving.
No one knows.
How was Turtle?
Jerry was great. Jerry Ferrara was our guest last night on the pre-game, post-game show. I don't even know.
I think we called it. I think we settled on mid-game.
The mid-game show.
Does
there
he,
you go.
Does he not like being referred to as Turtle? I'm assuming not. I'm sorry, Turtle, for doing that.
He understands that it's, you know, it definitely made a lot of money for him and gave him great opportunities. The funny thing is, when he was on Power, he loved it because it erased people identifying him as Turtle. It got to the point where he got married during the show, like married in real life. He posted on Instagram pictures of, you know, from the wedding, him and his lovely wife.
Lynn Singler?
No.
Oh.
No.
How
dare you? Yeah, that's a fine. That's a huge fine.
He's Turtle, though, by
the way. Isn't that who he was dating on the show?
Once upon a time, yeah. But
I thought she was his dating interest in the show, the character. I think that Billy was going super layered, double.
It missed.
The problem is they dated in real life. So.
Did they? Yeah. Really? So I wasn't that far off.
Wow, it hit.
But they didn't get married. Oh.
But they didn't get married.
Oh,
they broke up. And
what happened?
He they moved on. And his lovely wife, Bree, now, and they have kids. And
Bella?
Bree.
Bree.
But anyways. Mm-hmm. The day of his wedding, he posts a picture of him. Yeah, I don't. You're derailing the hell out of the show. That's what he does. He posts a picture of him with his wife wedding day.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Look, you said this is funny because Billy is wearing these gloves and he's got a pencil in one of those gloves, and I haven't been able to see his face for 2 years because he wears his mask super high. But the parts of his skin that I can see, I just saw turn really red with delight and blushing when you said to him, "You're derailing the show." Like, I saw genuine happiness in the change of his skin tone. It went to a dark.
I'm not trying to do
that. He looks like a Fortnite character.
Ooh.
I mean, there's a weapon in there and their boxing gloves and a mask.
What would be that character? Is it Agent of Chaos? If we were to make a superhero character out of you wearing gloves and a pencil and just looking to puncture the show from behind a mask at every turn.
Poke it, yep.
What would it be? Agent of Chaos? Because I've never seen you happier. I've never seen you blushed flattered when he said you've derailed the show.
It's the highest of compliments.
It wasn't my intention. I didn't mean
it. It didn't bother you at all, though, when it had happened.
I feel bad.
Yeah, by the way, check out what Amin, Turtle, I'm sorry, Jerry, and Tom did yesterday, go to youtube.com/Levitard and Friends. And also, we're going to put that in the Levitard and Friends network feed, which you should subscribe to because you can get all our podcasts, including our newest effort between Jess and Kate Fagan off Looking Glass.
Ooh,
I can't stand that, by the way. Like, you're Turtle. That's it. Embrace it. you know?
Well,
like, if he came up and introduced himself and said, hey, I'm Turtle, I'd give him a hug. If he said, hey, it's Jerry, I'd be like, who? I mean, serious.
So the story I was trying to tell before I was so rudely interrupted 8 billion times by everybody in the room is he gets married, he posts his pictures from his wedding, and all the Instagram comments are talking about, you got to get Ghost out of prison. What are you doing getting married? Because now he's identified as this character Proctor on a show Power. And for him, as ridiculous as it is, it was a moment of like, wow, I've finally broken out of being typecast as one person and to be typecast as someone else. Much in the same way that Julia Louis-Dreyfus forever was Elaine, and then she became
But who doesn't want that, though? Those are two. Look, you can say it's some sort of burden to be typecast as a character, but those are two iconic characters, and Turtles are good, too. Like, I like Power. I like Power.
I like Turtle.
I like that on his wedding day, the most important thing that happened to him was people stopped calling him Turtle.
Ghost is in lockup, man.
How many seasons of Power have there been? What's the number that we're at? Because
okay, so yeah, so six. It was six seasons of regular Power.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had the Power Book 2, which is the one where they just continue the story basically following Tariq.
More power?
Yeah. So there are two seasons of that. We're in season two of that. Then they also had a prequel season about Kanan and how he grew up. So that's Power Book Kanan. And then we have Power Book Force that's coming out in the winter or in January.
People like that show. It's popular.
It had a moment where they really could have done something cool with it, and instead they just went back. Like, what do people like? And they just kept
Many seasons? Hold on a second, though. That should have probably ended after season six in terms of what the story was, right?
It should have ended a lot sooner.
A lot sooner?
I won't say a lot sooner because Jerry was on that show. He got to work a couple of seasons there. That made him some money. I'm glad anytime my friends get to work, so... Sure, it went as long as it needed to.
And how was he last night? You talked to him after. He's a big Knicks fan, right? He must hate the Nets.
He's a big Knicks fan. We actually asked him about that. If the Knicks moved to Seattle, would you become a Nets fan? Not only is he from New York, he's from Brooklyn. His mom still lives in Brooklyn. And he said never. He'd never be a Nets fan. He would basically be a Knicks fan in Seattle until they got a new team in New York.
Stugatz, you were telling me about some sound on Stupidity, not to turn all of this segment into a celebration of ourselves.
Navel gazing.
Mike snuck in there very quickly. We do need to remind everybody, because we're doing this ourselves, that we continue to need your support for the network and the things that we're doing. And whenever we ask for your support, the support is always overwhelming to us. And I don't need to go through the backstory of how much you have helped us do the thing that we're doing right now, so that we can, you know, have a business and you know, be able to hire Amin so he can go as Dom Kang.
That video is out too on the YouTube page. It's really funny.
Yeah, Lewis did a great job with the editing there, and shout out to Lewis, Juju, and Tony, who all supported me.
What is this, an acceptance speech?
This is honestly promotion, which we should have done.
When I say Lewis, I get in trouble. Mean does it.
He said Lewis, and I don't know why we're thanking people like if you're accepting a Grammy.
Because, you know what, Dan? Sometimes you need to recognize the people who made it happen. Yeah. It's called gratitude, Brian Kelly.
Yeah, Lewis, did you appreciate getting thanked?
He nods.
Of course, because he's off mic and we shouldn't be talking to him.
I actually mic'd him and he just nodded. I can't get it right with these guys.
Another agent of chaos. And we got another one.
You're surrounded.
I should point out, if you're watching, I don't know if it made the broadcast, but I did have to like tough talk one of the viewers last night. I probably went too far. I probably went too far, but I just...
Are you arguing with the chat?
No, I'm not arguing. I told somebody I had enough.
Oh, wow. It felt good, though, right? To tell him that, right?
Okay, Mom.
I mean, really? I mean, now that's who you are? I've had enough.
Enough is enough.
So the best part...
I've never had enough. I've seen you.
The best part about it is Amin's internet Wi-Fi is like really bad. So he's arguing with a guy in the chat named Danny Martinez, and he's just trying to go in on him, but every other word is cut off, so you can't really hear him.
Oh, man. No, then that's perfect, because I said some really, really mean stuff.
Oh, come on.
Why are you
to the president of the company.
I mean, you're literally arguing with the internet. Like, that's what you're doing. And our
Danny Martinez is someone who will try. Danny, I'm telling you, he is going in trying to get an argument.
There are a thousand
Danny Martinez.
I grew up with nothing but Danny Martinez.
Guys, just let's talk strategy here.
Legit had a best friend named Danny Martinez.
No, of course. We've got a Danny Martinez. There are thousands of him listening to right now. We could conquer the earth in the Danny Martinez demo. Nobody would conquer. If you ever had a business that needed to really sell to Danny Martinez, this is the show for you.
Do you think, Amin, that one, going off on Danny Martinez, and then two, bringing it on the show the next day is going to dissuade Danny Martinez and all the other Danny Martinezes going forward, or encourage them for more of this the next time you do one of these?
To be fair, I didn't say his name. Tony did.
Okay, well, yes, wow. True. But we don't know which one we're talking about. One. Two, the reason why Danny Martinez was actually talking to Amin and like talking shit to him was because his internet was bad. Like, that was the point that he was trying to make. He's like, Amin, your internet sucks. And Amin just goes on for 5 minutes.
I heard about this, and we're going to need to improve some of this, because it's not just you with the bad internet, but Haberstroh hasn't had good internet since he's joined the company. Like, he really needs to do something about that. We're a broadcasting company, and we can never talk to Haberstroh without his internet crapping out. Like, go hire somebody to fix a cable in your house to make sure that when we need you, we can talk to you. But on the stuff that you guys are making, because you guys, I couldn't believe, Mike, I was so delighted to hear, and I don't know how in all the Dom Kang chaos that you guys didn't tell us this story. Are you guys aware that Lewis feels like he got assaulted on the Metro Rail on the way over there? Like, first of all, I was stunned that anyone was on the Metro Rail from our show, because
there was a shark on that once.
There was an actual shark on the Metro Rail.
Yeah, Google it.
Go ahead and Google. There was somebody brought
there was a dead shark.
A dead shark on the Metro Rail.
Greg Norman?
What happened was, we were on our way to the museum, and sometimes when you live in South Miami, you can take the Metro Rail all the way up. Yeah. So we're halfway there. Well, whatever, Billy. Don't talk to me.
Is Lewis okay?
Why didn't
you
this?
You're right.
But no.
Yeah, he's good.
You have a thumbs up again. You have a microphone.
That's not number one. Right? Mike, that's not number one.
That's not number one.
No, number one is not.
Guys, Tony doesn't have. Or no, Lewis doesn't have a microphone.
Lewis doesn't. I do.
Tony does. Lewis doesn't.
Just correct to him.
Yeah.
Write that down, Stu.
I did.
Okay. It's just Tony's not going to give up that mic.
No, we can. You want to give it?
Confirm. Shark was on the Metro Rail.
So he's on the Metro Mover, right? Yeah. And we're on our way. We got to get off on the Freedom Tower. That's where the the stop is.
Number one is not, is Lewis okay? Number one is, where the hell's the content? Because you're about to tell a story about Lewis feeling like he was assaulted.
He was assaulted.
And we have no video.
We have no video of it, because if we did, we'd be very rich men. Because, you know what? We'd sue the city, and we'd have Billy Corbin on the case, and this whole thing would be crazy.
Well, why was this not told to me yesterday except off air? Like, why is a content company doing stuff off air more interesting than the stuff that's happening on air?
Litigation, Dano.
As Dom King can't get close to the Jokic brothers, and Jokic parties all over Miami, and we never get to see
him.
It's Dom Kang. I think he could have gotten closer than he did.
I don't think he even tried to get closer than he did.
We tried, but it was halftime, and they started going to the little club underneath, so.
Okay, good effort. Meadowlark, always chasing its journalistic dreams to the end.
So we're on the Metro Rail, right? Metro Mover, excuse me. All of a sudden, we're about to get to our stop. Juju and I have masks on. Lewis doesn't. He forgot his in the car. So we've been... Juju said he had one, Lewis says. And he had it in his pocket. Whatever. We get to the point where we're supposed to leave, and then all of a sudden a security guard rushes into the Metro Mover. And if you've never seen a Metro Mover, it's essentially like a bus on wheels like 40 feet in
people
the sky.
In other cities know what a train looks like, Tony.
It's not a train. That's it's a metro mover. It's a different story.
Right. Totally
it's not
a train.
I don't know that you totally know what this... Well, I mean, ours looks feels like a cheapened 1980s Orlando Disney World type
monorail.
Of thing more than a train. It feels like we were trying to do something that Orlando did at Disney 40 years ago.
Yes, and it didn't work, and it's whatever.
And it's large. It's not... I won't say it's empty, because plenty of people use it, but it was supposed to be some flourishing thing that transported people around a city that is hard to be transported around.
But it goes like 20 blocks.
It goes halfway across the city and then back.
The footprint is like three square blocks.
Again,
people drive everywhere.
A failed government effort to build something for millions of dollars that a shark and Tony and Luis have used because there's the danger that you'll be assaulted.
So the security guard rushes in, starts grabbing Luis and ripping him out of the door. And we're like, yo, wait, what's going on here? He's like, he doesn't have a mask. He's got to go. And he's literally dragging Luis by like the shirt. Luis is like holding on to the door. Juju and I run in. And again, this is the stop. So the doors are closing. We're about to leave to the next stop. All of a sudden, we're holding the doors open. And they're like, you got to get on the train or get off. And we're like, we can't, the doors. Because they're literally closing in front of us. So we're like trying to hold them open. And like, he's got to go. You got to leave.
All while Amin is dressed as Dom Kang.
Well, no, Amin's not there yet.
I'm waiting for them at the arena. Like, where are you guys?
By yourself.
Wandering around waving tiny American flags. And I'm running into Dom Kang.
Running into coaches and players are like, hey, so what are you doing today?
I would have loved video
resident
of that.
Resident internet commenter Amin would have definitely diffused the situation.
Wait a minute. So you're wandering around meeting all these, hey, what happened to you? What did Billy just do?
He's got the Metro Mover.
He looked up the Metro Mover map, so he can now confirm how small it is.
When they said a small footprint, I was like, how small are we talking?
Again, 11 blocks. So we finally defuse the situation. And we're like, he's got a mask. Come on, like, let him come in. So we get onto the train. And we're like, oh my God, this is crazy. We get to the next stop, and I realize that was our stop. We should have actually gotten off the train.
You didn't talk about the doors.
No, I did. The doors. We were holding up the doors.
No, but no video, no content.
Well, no. There was no video, Dan. We were, again, afraid for our lives. We didn't know what was going to happen. We're 30 feet up, and we're trying to hold open a door.
If only we had, like, I don't know, our video guy and our social media
not
guy.
Being assaulted, though.
If we had one of them there.
Dan, you got to spring into action when it happens. You know, you can't be videotaping.
But you always have to be taping, I think, you know?
Well, imagine the video guy's being assaulted. We don't have the video to be taped.
Right.
So the whole thing was because Luis didn't have a mask on. Though.
Correct.
Well, I just don't understand how that space in Florida, the Metro Mover space that night, is the most clearly governed in a lawless state that we have for coronavirus, where only Lewis in a city filled with Danny Martinez is spotted by an overzealous security guard governing particular space on, again, a monorail where he could have done that to a shark recently for also being maskless.
Yeah. Billy in the studio is the only person in Florida I've seen wear a mask since I moved here. Like, this is just shocking to me.
That's why, again, we're in litigation with the city trying to make sure that Lewis gets his fair share.
Why were you targeted? I don't understand why Lewis was targeted. Was it for that awful sneeze on our show 3 shows ago? Because I wanted to do that to you.
Wow.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.